Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to Soul to Soul. And I tell you what, I'm so thrilled to have you back here sharing what I know to help you in your life. If you are looking for tips and tools to strengthen your auric field, become a super manifester, take charge in your life and create a life you truly desire to live on purpose, this episode is for you. Now, my family and I have just returned from 5 weeks holidays in Europe, a holiday I manifested for us. Over a year ago, this was a dream in my heart. I paid attention to it. I noticed that it was a calling which was urging me to take inspired action. And now the dream, which became a beautiful reality for my family and our friends, is permanently energetically imprinted into my soul forever. I absolutely love how our holiday unfolded. And if you were watching me over on Instagram during our time away, I did my best to share with you the magic as we were experiencing it in real time, as much as I felt called to. Now, we journeyed to Singapore, our pit stop to Europe, because for my international listeners, if you're flying direct to Europe from Australia, it takes around 24 hours journeying to arrive at your destination. I love to preserve my energy levels as much as possible, so I tend to choose a stopover point on our way to Europe each time we go. A stopover point which is new to us that we haven't visited before. And Singapore was a place that my family and I had not visited yet. So we include our pit stops as part of our amazing holidays and not just a speedy transition on our way to our destination. I drink up all the goodness of every moment when I travel because it's all a part of my life and it all matters to me. In Europe, we chose to holiday in Greece with our family and friends, then visit Malta, the Amalfi Coast, and Rome in Italy before coming back home. And I tell you what, I had the best time ever. I came back with a new level of determination and belief in myself too, because whilst I was away, I spent time reflecting on how many experiences I have manifested over the last couple of years that felt big to me in my being. And I realized how important manifesting is and can be for everyone, including me. Now I know how to manifest and I want to keep challenging myself on my manifesting journey by manifesting new, unfamiliar dreams, and I will do this for the rest of my life. I'm absolutely certain of this. And I want to share with you what my family and I have been manifesting in our lives over the last couple of years in this episode today. Because I'm astounded with how much we've been able to experience for ourselves. And I think it's really important for you to know that you can experience more than one dream at a time. And in fact, they can overlap if that's what your soul is calling in. So we moved into our dream home this time last year, actually a little bit over a year ago now, after spending 18 months building it and 18 months before this planning and designing this amazing home that we now get to live in. And we absolutely love so much. And whilst we were renovating our home, I felt guided to study NLP and become an NLP master practitioner too. Now, I feel that life has stepped up its momentum for me in the last 18 months again, as if 18 months before this was not big enough for us. Because as soon as we moved into our dream home, my daughters and I flew to Bali for a mother-daughter holiday with beautiful friends of ours. And then upon returning from this amazing holiday, the FIFA Women's World Cup for football was being hosted in Australia during the month, I want to say July, August, for a month. And my intuition guided me to keep my calendar free and not book in too much during the month of the World Cup. So I listened, not knowing why I was keeping my calendar free. And what unfolded was the most amazing month that I could have ever imagined for myself last year. You see, for those of you who do not know, my life before children, my life before my meeting my husband, before working in this beautiful space of healing and as a mindset and manifestation coach, was that of an elite athlete. And more to the point, I was a footballer who played at the highest level here in Australia for around 15 years. And the doors which opened up for me during my career and then during this last year, and not only for me, for my beautiful family and friends to join me, to travel with me, to watch the Matildas, our Australian national women's football team, compete in the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2023 was just so, so special. The Matildas are near and dear to my heart because I'm a Matilda alumni and I was supporting a beautiful friend as well, who also happened to be my very first client in my coaching practice around a decade now ago, had also been selected to compete here in the FIFA Women's World Cup. This was a full circle moment for me. I had played at the highest level. I had been given this opportunity to mentor someone who would then end up at the highest level as well, playing in the team that she loved. And I would get the opportunity to watch her play at this level, watch her succeed, watch her shine. And this is all linked back to the beautiful work that I get to do here in my coaching practice. It was full circle. It was absolutely amazing. I had beautiful alumni gifting me extra tickets to come to a lot of these matches. And I'm pretty sure I watched every game live except for the very first round game. And because of this, I got to be reunited with a large number of my former teammates, loved ones in my life who became Matildas fans on the journey as a result of their amazing success along the way. And I was able to introduce my husband and my daughters to people I had been telling them about for so long, but who they had not had the opportunity to meet yet. My heart absolutely beams just sharing this story with you, and my eyes swell with love because playing football was the first love of my life. I created some of my favorite memories in the soccer space. I made some amazing lifelong friendships. I was gifted some incredible experiences for which I'm forever thankful. I traveled a lot with soccer, training and competing, and I literally grew up with a lot of teammates through my formative teenage years and into my early adulthood. And as you know, these experiences help form the person that you are today. The bonds we formed and the times we shared, I know we all still cherish today, 30 years later. And so to reconnect was super special. And as you can hear, I'm still cherishing my time at the FIFA World Cup last year, even now. I knew this was an experience to be cherished and a once in a lifetime opportunity for me. And I opened my heart wide, open to soak it all in and had the best time. Off the back of all these amazing experiences, I received my guidance to take my dreaming into my workspace and create my very first international retreat with my gorgeous friend, Kat Mokes. This is happening in October 2024 this year, as well as dreaming up a European holiday with family and friends at the same time. My guidance dropped multiple dreams into my heart space at the same time. Now, I've learned that when I accept my guidance and flow with whatever it is that I'm receiving into my consciousness, life just gets even more magical. And so I listened. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I listened. I shared my Balinese retreat vision with Kat, and she got my vision straight away and loved it just as much as I did. And here we are, about to head off to Bali together in a couple of months to host an incredible week away with the phenomenal women who feel the calling to join us, to bring into their lives even more magical goodness and are coming to connect with even more deeply with their intuitive guidance, dive in deeper into their own well-being journey, are super curious about the deeper meaning of this life that we are all living in, and are keen to have as much fun and amazing adventures as we are. And on top of this, I organized a European holiday as well. Some of you would think I was crazy, but I know better than this. I know not to limit myself anymore, to keep opening my heart up to receive. And the more I open up to receive, the more I open my mind up to the possibilities of what can be in my life. And the more opportunity life brings my way. All I have to do is say yes if it feels aligned, and then go with the flow. Go with the flow is such a powerful term. And when you actually sit in the flow of life, it feels amazing. It feels like the momentum is carrying you at times and matching the energy that you are putting into creating your dream. Oh, and amidst all this, I've been waiting for another manifestation to come into my life. And I received my new baby, my new car, guys, just before we flew out for Europe. If you would have told me 2 years ago that all these experiences were about to happen in my life at the same time, I would not have believed you. Apart from our dream home being built, I would probably have been a little stressed about how all of this would work together, to be honest. And there has been so much change in my life too, in and amongst this. Choices to be made, which would allow for these dreams to become a reality. Letting go, shedding what no longer felt good for me, and making space to invite these experiences in too. I decided when I turned 50 that I am here to go big, and go big I am. Life has listened to my requests, and I know that life listens to all of our requests, every thought, every word, every prayer. Life is listening, and then life gives you what you want. And as I dive deeper and deeper into this, experimenting for myself in my own life, then teaching my clients to do the same in their lives, I am seeing lives transform in the most incredible ways. When you know what works for you when it comes to manifesting, and you see for yourself how life responds to your requests and your wishes and your actions, you will not live life any other way. You will change all the things, the situations that are blocking you from living your dream life. You may also have to farewell people, sadly, who are on a different path temporarily or permanently. This is not easy. And as you always get to choose the direction you choose to walk, you get to choose this consciously, whether you want to farewell people or not. The last few years have shown me that if I don't have a full go in life, if I don't follow my heart's guidance, I will never know what I'm capable of dreaming. I will never know if the ideas, the guidance, the dreams sitting in my heart could ever be birthed into this world. And what would it look like if I didn't take inspired action and I left the dream as it was, just a dream in my heart? I wouldn't have built my dream home with my family. I wouldn't have studied NLP at the same time as I was building my dream home and continued my own personal development journey. I wouldn't have gone to watch my beloved Matildas play in the FIFA World Cup. I wouldn't have gone on the mother-daughter trip to Bali with my daughter and her friends. I wouldn't have created my very first international retreat with my gorgeous friend, Kat Moats. I wouldn't have bought my beautiful new car, which was sitting in my garage when I got home from Europe, and I wouldn't have planned the European holiday with our family and friends. You've got to go for it. I am making my dreams my reality. I'm figuring it out for myself along the way, and then I'm making it happen. When I hear my family and friends and clients say, I wish I could, I come back with, make it happen. Take that step forward. Take the leap of faith and do it. Create it. Manifest it. Make the effort, because life is not going to happen for you if you do not contribute your part. How can I ask my kids to live their best lives if their mum, me, is not living hers? So when I really got this message that to be the example to my daughters, for my daughters, of what living your best life looks like, I ran with it. Because I know they are capable of manifesting a life for themselves beyond their wildest dreams. And I'd be damned if I was going to let that opportunity slip for them in my lifetime. I studied, I experimented, I tried and tested things in my own life. I made the effort. I made the effort to create a life I'm really proud of. I decided to follow my curiosity and follow a path which felt exciting for me, still feels exciting to me, to step into the unfamiliar. I discovered spirituality. I discovered mentoring and coaching, and have found my space blending these three elements together in a way that feels good for me. One I love, and thankfully am able to make an impact with those who I've had and continue to have the privilege to work with. I'm creating a life that I'm inspired to live, and not for anyone, but for myself. And when we were designing and planning our dream home, one of my dreams in this space was to create my own healing room. And this is exactly what we did. I now have my own purpose-built healing space, which is an extension of our beautiful home. And I welcome clients here regularly with the invitation to transform their lives in the most magical ways. In addition, I work with my clients across the globe, interstate, via Zoom. Everything is possible in my life. And I hold this attitude of everything is possible because I wonder what I can create. And with this attitude, my whole world has opened up beautifully. To be fully transparent, I've always been a dreamer. And there was a time in my life where I just didn't take enough inspired action around my dreams. I perhaps didn't feel confident enough to speak them out into the world for fear of judgment and being shot down, and didn't feel that my dreams mattered as much as everybody else's, maybe. I noticed how good I was at supporting others to live their dreams. I am the best cheerleader for anyone who has a dream that they want to make come true. And it fills me so much with love and pride when I watch other people's dreams come true for them in their lives. However, what I didn't realize until later in my life was, why wasn't I doing this for myself? Now I'm doing it for myself. I'm not waiting for others to support my dreams. I'm leading myself. I'm not waiting for the pat on the back that my dream was a good idea. I'm trusting my own intuitive guidance as the green light to take action in my life. I now know that I have to be my own bestie, my own cheerleader. Back myself. Just do it, Kay, and go for it, and create the life I desire to live. I'm not waiting until my kids grow up. I'm doing it now. It's taken me a lot of stop starts to get here, guys. And that's all that matters, is that I'm taking action now. And I want this for you too. You can start this whenever you want. Doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter how old you are. If you resonate with my words today, get out and start taking action. Make the effort for you, because you matter. Whatever it is that you desire, give it to yourself. Figure it out for yourself. Reach out to me if you want assistance with that. I mean, if you have amazing cheerleaders in your life who are there to support you along the way, that is a major help. I find that children have the most amazing support system when they're young. And some For some reason, as we get older into adulthood, this support dwindles unless you consciously go looking for it for yourself. So one of the dreams that I'm manifesting right now too is that we continue to dream as adults, because I know that our lives are in fact a dream that we are living, that dreaming is the way to live your life, to create fulfillment, to trust in your intuition, in your own guidance. This is the only way to live life, to create, to have fun, to be free, and to create with like-hearted souls. Do this for yourself and you will feel fulfilled, content, and inspired every day of your life. Now, in October later this year, Kat and I are hosting our very first international retreat, and we would love you to come and join us. And in a minute, I'm going to share with you the 7 ways you can manifest your way to Bali. And you can manifest anything else in your life using this process so that you can make it happen for yourself. Take charge. The energies in Bali where we are hosting our retreat are high frequency. They're going to help us to integrate, help us channel our downloads easily. Bali is going to provide such a powerful healing reset opportunity for everyone who comes along. The Balinese people, so beautiful. The colors in this tropical landscape, vivid. And the Balinese culture, super aligned to the work that we do. It's a perfect complement to our incredible retreat creation. Balinese locals live their life in devotion every single day, and you'll see their daily offerings on the dashboards of their cars, at the doorways of their homes. It's common for their houses and compounds to have their own temples inside their homes, honoring their deities and gods. Our guest transformations are going to be so amazing. We have already visioned this into being. I get to walk you through how you, in fact, bring through your intuitive guidance, identify for yourself the exact ways that your intuition shares guidance with you. Kat will walk us through beautiful breathwork practices. You will be so surprised with how simple this is, and in fact, is a remembering for you because you have been doing this in previous lifetimes and you already know what works for you. Perhaps you know, perhaps you weren't aware of this, doesn't matter. We're going to bring this all back to light for you. And if you have been on your own beautiful spiritual manifesting journey for a while now and you are coming along, it is common for your intuitive abilities to expand and grow. Often discovering new abilities and ways of receiving guidance, layering on top of your primary guidance receptors that you already know about, and fantastic new ways to intuit being revealed to you. And this may happen in Bali. I'm pretty sure it will. My abilities have continued to expand and grow on my spiritual journey. To firstly being able to feel others' energy, then now feeling the pain and health symptoms that present in the body of my clients before they even come for their healings. From knowing the outcome of a sporting match before it's being played to now channeling full-blown messages into my being to be shared with my clients and my events. My meditation are fully channeled. My podcasts fully channeled. My newsletters fully channeled. It's a beautiful space to live from. I have a client who receives her messages through song lyrics and another who is a psychic card reader, where images jump off the cards like cartoon animations to her. Everyone is different and unique in the way that they receive their messages. Our goals are for you to feel confident in the way that you receive. And together, we're going to achieve this. Then we will blend the way that your intuition is guiding you to put your guidance into action to actually manifest in your life. I will teach you my detailed manifesting process so that you can take immediate action in your life and start creating now. And Kat will share her beautiful manifesting processes, and you will get to see how we can do things differently and achieve our goals in different ways. We are including sound vibrational therapy, cat's jam, to engage our subconscious to support us to live the life of our dreams. And you will be given rituals to take back home to continue building on for the dream life that you're creating. We will integrate all our teachings by immersing ourselves in the Balinese culture, visiting the Pyramids of Chi, beautiful wellness center in Ubud, where we'll be situated and participating in a local water purification ceremony in a local water temple, the Balinese way. I love Balinese cuisine. This will be an abundance for you to try and is such an integral part of holidaying in Bali. If you've been to Bali before, you will know. So thank you. Thank you for listening to this international retreat, which we are so passionate about. I cannot stress how powerful following a manifesting process is for you. It is for me, especially when you combine them into your daily rituals as part of your everyday life. What you are manifesting is coming into your life. So start creating space for your manifesting dream to come into your life now. Manifesting is basically telling life, universe, spirit, what you are choosing to experience, what you want to experience. And it's easy when you understand how to do it and when you are consistent and committed. So if you're manifesting a new soulmate, create space in your bed for them, in your wardrobe for their clothes to come into your space, if that's what you're manifesting. Write a list about all the attributes, values, characteristics of your new soulmate. If you're manifesting a spot on our Bali retreat, imagine yourself already there with us. Reach out, book your bed, book your flights, make it happen. If you're manifesting a new job, decide what amount you'd like to earn. See yourself working in this job. Write a list with the hours, remuneration, locality, how far you're willing to travel, the kind of people you would like to work with when you start here, and what date are you looking at starting? Tell life when you're ready. If you're manifesting traveling, create a travel savings account, perhaps a vision board with the places you're going to visit on here, and start depositing money into here regularly. And imagine your bank account filling up with the desired amount that you want to travel. If you're manifesting peace in your home, perhaps this mantra might help. Peace resides within me. Peace resides within me. Write it down. Ask yourself in each moment, what is the peaceful way? Now, if you desire to amp up your manifesting abilities and you want to supercharge this in your life right now, after this episode, I invite you to go and watch my Super Manifestor online workshop, and it's free. So we'll include it in the show notes for you. And then you can add the following Super Manifestor inspired action steps into your daily rituals today. So this is what I do for myself right now in my life. My manifesting processes evolve and they change. So I always like to come back here and add to how I'm manifesting. I have previous episodes on manifesting, which are super powerful. So you can listen to them too. This is what I'm feeling called to right now. So sit back, relax. Actually, grab a pen if you're not driving. You might want to write this down or re-listen to this episode at a time that suits. First thing, visualize and imagine. So powerful. Every morning before you open your eyes, visualize and imagine your manifestation in your mind. Visualize and imagine how you want your day to play out. Visualize and imagine the massive dream that you are working on. Visualize and imagine what it is that you want to feel in your life. Number two, embody. Notice what feelings come up when you visualize and imagine and invite this feeling to grow in your body, to expand as big as it wants to grow. Then hold this feeling for as long as possible in your body as you are visualizing and imagining your manifestation. Three, mantras. Create mantras which support your manifestation and repeat them in your mind. Put them in your phone, write it on the bathroom mirror, speak it out into the world every day. Number four, affirmations. Affirmations are basically a bunch of mantras collated together, okay? Easy peasy. Write down every day in your journal a page worth of mantras that support what you're manifesting for yourself and write them in present or past tense as if they've already happened. So if you are manifesting to come to Bali, an example of an affirmation that you might use or write down is, I absolutely enjoyed the transformation that I experienced in the Bali retreat in October with Kat and Kay this year so much. I absolutely enjoyed it so much. Number five, life script in audio form. So I have an episode on life scripting here already. I'll add that in the show notes as well. And then what you do is once you create your life script, and a life script is basically your affirmations written on the page, speaking out into the world in real time, your manifestations. So you record your voice into your phone, speaking with energy and belief what it is that you've written on your page. And then you listen to this as much as possible. I listen to mine every day if I can, to remind yourself of what you are creating. My life scripting is a part of my morning routine because well-being for me is my work. That is how I consider how important well-being is in my life. It's my work. It's not a luxury. I get up and I focus on my well-being every morning. Lastly, mirror motivation. When you wake up in the morning, each time you see your reflection in the mirror, stop and talk to her. Remind her, you, what she is manifesting for herself. She's listening and remember, she is you. Every word you speak to her, every thought you think, she's paying attention. So when you look at her in the mirror, tell her how amazing she is. Perhaps read your affirmations out to her in the mirror so that she can see you do it. My clients who are committed and consistent in making their dreams a reality for themselves are in fact making their dreams come true. And I'm inviting you to do this for yourself as well. Remember my client that made her dream come true to attend the World Cup last year in Australia? Well, she is just one of many examples in my practice of clients making their dreams come true from using these processes that I'm sharing with you today. We get to do this in Bali too. So if you want to do it in person with me, you want to activate your manifesting mojo with me in Bali, then join us in this soul immersion if you dare. If this manifesting podcast episode has got you excited, I have more for you. So now if you're feeling the call to manifest your way to Bali, it's time to get your manifesting mojo on, beautiful. I encourage you to put these seven manifesting steps into practice, into action, if you desire, if you feel called. And remember to go and watch my free Super Manifestor virtual masterclass on my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. I'll leave the link for you in the podcast show notes for you to click on and go and watch straight away if you want to. Finally, I want to encourage you just to step into your decisive energy state for this journey, to fully commit to creating your best life now, no matter what. Don't give up. persist. You've got this. Then reach out to me and let's make it all happen for you. Life is about moving forward, taking action and doing exactly what you desire to do. Choose you and choose to live your life on purpose. No more making excuses as to why you can't do something. I am the last person you want to tell that to, because I will challenge you. And when you have my Super Manifesto Masterclass to help you get going and all my podcast episodes here to show you how, today's episode, which you can listen to on repeat as much as you need to, grab your pen out, write down the notes that resonate with you to help you in your life. There are no excuses, guys. This is your one incredible opportunity to turn your life around today, if that's why you were called to listen to my podcast. So go and do it. And then let me know on Instagram via my DMs what you're manifesting for yourself, because I want to hear from you. Have an amazing day, and I look forward to releasing another podcast episode for you very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.